Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Mayor Michael Corianis of Price City. We're going to talk about road construction that's going on around the city and, of course, water. It's something that's on everybody's mind, and these are good things that we need to know, a little conservation methods, and get the information out there. Mayor Corianis, thank you so much for coming in today.
Dave, thank you for letting me be here.
Anytime you want to talk Price City, we're good for that. We're good for that. Let's start with road construction, because there's quite a bit that's going on right now. When are we looking at wrapping this up?
So the road construction, you know, we have 300 East, 700 East, and 4th Avenue that is under construction. As I talked with the construction manager last week, he told me that 300 East, here comes the bad news, it's about two more months of construction on that particular project. They ran into a lot of problems, and we knew that there was problems there, and everybody knew there was problems there of how many holes or patches that were in that section. So that's understandable. But yeah, that's at least two more months. 700 East, he said that it's going very well. It should be done within a month. And that's understandable. That was under their scope. 4th Avenue will be done even sooner, probably this month, in a couple weeks. We're looking at having that 4th Avenue done. And I know those citizens on that street will be very happy. I don't know if anybody saw, but on 4th Avenue, there was an old vault there. It was huge. I don't know how Nilsson's got that out, but it was amazing. So we're looking at two more months on 300 East, a month on 700 East, and maybe 2 to 3 weeks on 4th Avenue.
And the question that I have is this one of these projects that's once it's done, it'll get paved, or are you going to pave all three at the same time? How is it? Is that
so? Basically, you know, the 700 East, they had already done the water lines and sewer lines there. So that was already done. 4th Avenue, same thing. 300 East, same thing. So they'll get paved at different times. And hopefully, if everything goes right, you know, with 300 East, we're hoping that we can maybe do in front of the pool. You know, that section is pretty bad also because of the groundwater on 300 East and in front of the pool. That's been a problem.
That's what I was trying to get to, is it's not going to be, we're not going to have to wait the 2 months for 3rd East to be done, and then all the projects will get paved at the same time.
Oh, no. Yeah, they'll be completing the asphalt as they complete the water and doing all that piping.
All right. Well, and you just brought it up, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about water.
Yeah, water is a big topic, and I hope, you know, we need to be good stewards. Price City Corporation needs to be a good example of water conservation. And we've put together a committee where we're talking about water. And we have some of our big water users. We have the college. We have the school district. And we meet and we're talking about water. And how can we be better stewards? How do we maintain our lawns? What are our priorities and sections that we want to make sure look good, because we have to sell our community as we have tournaments and different things during the summertime. That's, you know, as people come in to this community, we want to make sure those areas look nice. You know, our parks and our swimming pool, those items. So, and here's a shout out to the citizens. We're thankful for those citizens that call in about the water leaks that they're seeing on the road. That is huge in our eyes, being our eyes out there to identify, hey, we have a leak, we see some water on the road. They call us, we call Blue Stakes, and then we're right on it. So that minimizes our loss. That's huge. Another citizen called me about a leak in the cemetery, and for those that don't know, you know, our cemetery, we have sprinklers in the cemetery, and then we have those water spigots so you can water, you know, water your flowers that are on your headstones. Well, they're two separate systems, and we had an area, a problem area, that we thought we were fixing, but it turned out to be the water spigot, the line to that faucet there. And so, you know, good on them that identified it to me, and then we resolved that issue. It could have gone on for months. So I appreciate that. And this conservation committee, we're looking at ways that we can be talking about how do you save water? How do you be better stewards of our water? You know, and we're looking at asking people, what is the best way? You and I talked a little bit about putting a brick or a water bottle in your toilet tank so you're not using as much water with your toilet, taking shorter showers, those kind of things. Your sprinklers, you know, were times of watering your lawns and your plants. And I'll kind of give you some information on from this conservation committee that we've put together. Price City, when do we replenish our tanks, you know, as they get low, during the night or during the day? And we're from this committee, I found out we're replenishing our tanks during the day because everybody's watering at night. And so that's good. And those that are still, watering by, you know, putting the hose out on their lawns, we're asking them to not water during the heat of the day. That's huge.
And I think spot watering, that's another thing that people can do.
Right.
Just small things like that. Now, if anybody has any questions or if they've got some concerns, they've seen something like you said, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? Who do you call?
So 637-5010, you know, they can talk to Kathy and identify the leaks or the concerns down there at Public Works. But also Facebook. We have Facebook. We have ETV. Social media is a good way of communicating. We're watching all those things. The Price City webpage. Anything else that people can think of, let me know.
You know, and that's another thing. It's said all the time for a different reason, but if you see something, say something.
Exactly. Exactly. I like that.
And they'll get it fixed and get it taken care of. All right. Everything else going okay with Price City right now as far as all the, you know, we got road construction out of the way. We talked water.
Yeah.
Everything else going all right?
It's a busy time of year. And, you know, what's exciting is we're hosting baseball. You know, we have our baseball fields. And, you know, I might be preaching to the choir, but we have 56 little league teams coming in that are playing in our community. So that's Carbon and Emory County. We've combined. And a shout out to Scott Madsen that's, you know, juggling that schedule and working with Brett Cammons and BB to make that happen. And our crews are trying to do, you know, maintain our baseball fields. They're getting there, and we're listening, working together.
All right. Mayor Mike Corianis, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us. We appreciate it. And yeah, just, you know, be careful with what you're doing with water and all those good things, and we'll get through it. We will. We really will.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.